Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh, the third baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Fox reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and has Fox trapped. He races towards second and tags Fox for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is hit by the pitch. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Averill reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Mills reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mills scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and throws to second to double up Weatherly. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mills strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Mills picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mills. Hale moves to second. Johnny Markham now pitching. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Almada reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3. Red Sox. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Hale moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kroner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Heath now playing right field. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cronin strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Allen now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Higgins scores. Farrell moves to third. Mills moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Mills scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing shortstop. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Heath moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hale strikes out. 1 out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Mills is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.